It was the owner of the small convenience store on the corner who saw it all. At least he said he did. He was inside the shop, but near the front window, rearranging his wares for better display, when he looked up and saw the man across the street. The man was quite unremarkable, and the shopkeeper would have looked away but for the limp. He would testify later that there was no one else on the street. The day was hot beneath a skim of grey cloud, the atmosphere close and muggy. The hysterically named Paradise Way was as bleak and shabby as ever, a shopping parade in the heart of one of those graffiti-daubed, exhausted, crime-destroyed housing estates that deface the landscape between Leighton, Edmonton, Dalston, and Tottenham. When it was opened 30 years earlier, with a grandiose civic ceremony, the Meadowdean Grove estate was hailed as a new style of low-budget council housing for working people. The name alone should have given the game away. It was not a meadow, it was not a dean, and it had not seen a grove since the Middle Ages. It was, in fact, a grey-poured concrete gulag commissioned by a borough council that flew the red flag of world communism above the town hall and designed by architects who for themselves preferred honeysuckle-twined cottages in the country. Meadowdean Grove then went downhill faster than the Tour de France coming off the Pyrenees. By 1996, the warren of passages, underpasses and alleys that linked the grim residential blocks were crusted with filth, slick with urine, and came alive only at night when gangs of local youths, unemployed and unemployable, roamed their manor to score from the area drug peddlers. Working-class pensioners, fiercely respectable, trying to cling to the old moralities, the comforting certainties of their own younger days, lived behind barricaded doors, fearful of the wolf packs outside.